This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 5. Noah and the Lord. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 6. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that He had made human beings on the earth, and His heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, "I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them." But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark, and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has the breath of life in it, everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark. You and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark 2 of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. 2 of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them." Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Today's story takes place many centuries after the time of Cain and Abel. Human nature hasn't improved. The canons of Dort expand on humanity's corruption, saying, "All people are inclined to evil, dead in their sins, and slaves to sin." These are discouraging and upsetting words. Lamenting the wickedness of the human race, Genesis describes God as regretting that He ever made human beings. Deeply troubled, God said, "I will wipe them from the face of the earth." And yet a ray of hope follows. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. The word "but" signals a change of direction. We are corrupt, but there is hope for us. We fall into sin, but God lifts us up. We despair, but God brings joy. The canons of Dort sound so harsh in their assessment of our corruption, but they also add that it's possible for us to turn back to God by the grace of the regenerating Holy Spirit. We cannot reform our corrupted nature or even begin to renew ourselves, but God can. God can work in us to do good. Somehow Noah walked faithfully with God. And when the Lord told Noah to build an ark and prepare for a flood, Noah did as God commanded him. Today, let us thank God for working in us even more by His Spirit through Christ our Savior. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for not destroying humanity then and now. May the gift of your Spirit today move us to become more like Jesus daily. In His name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.